Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
From the perspective of a Black woman, a descendant of enslaved Africans, we have always been in a pandemic. We have always been fighting something century after century after century. In fact, Black folks have never had the opportunity in this country to rest. We've never had the opportunity to not feel like our lives are at risk. And so this isn't anything new for Black people, because we've always been fighting a pandemic called racism. We've really essentially been living in a pandemic since 1619. My name is Catrice. I am an anti-racism educator, speaker, author, and freedom fighter. And I had the opportunity to participate in several protests, both in Minneapolis and in St. Paul. This pandemic is not foreign to Black folks. I think it's a little bit heightened, if you will, because of the potential for infection and potentially death. However, we're used to this. When the government said, stay at home, lock down, you can't do this, you can't do that, that's not foreign for Black folks. But what we're also used to are our ancestors who have fought tooth and nail for our freedom. And so when I was feeling led by the Spirit, by God, to go stand in solidarity demanding justice for George Floyd and all of the other stolen lives, I wasn't afraid. We took precautions as much as possible. You know, we wore masks, we washed our hands, we carried sanitizer. As people spoke, we wiped off the mic. But at the end of the day, the question is, what are you willing to do, and are you willing to die for this fight? When the news broke, I knew that it was my duty to come and be a support in whatever way that I could. So I was able to participate by co-leading and organizing several protests, you know, finding the location, determining what route, making sure that there's security measures in place, that there are financial resources for supplies such as water and food and bullhorns. And I was able to follow the lead of the Black women who have led several important and impactful demonstrations here in the Twin Cities. You know, there's a hashtag out there that I use often, that I believe in wholeheartedly, and that is listen to Black women, follow Black women, support Black women. And I think that's vital, because when we think about systemic racism and who really is suffering from that systemic racism at a rate higher than other folks, we often see that there is often Black men in the spotlight who are killed by the police or who are experiencing racial injustices. But that is affecting Black women too. We are part of that movement. We're proud to be a part of that movement. We will continue that movement forward. And so I think it was groundbreaking and phenomenal that Black women led this major march and occupation in the Twin Cities.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.